None but the hungry heart. 11:25. Verdant Vineyard. My speech and my preaching were not with enticing words of man's wisdom. 1 Corinthians 2:4. There is human soulish power and persuasion that can produce decisions and commitments, but only the Holy Spirit has the life and power to bring a lost sinner to healthy rebirth in the Saviour. That which is produced by the preaching of the gospel in man's strength is unsound. Men may be saved through hearing the word of God that it contains, but unless they get purer light later, their dependence for life and service will be primarily upon human strength and not upon the power and demonstration of the Spirit. Paul, in spite of the Corinthians' demand for it, refused to permit any human wisdom to enter into his ministry for that reason, because he wanted purely spiritual fruit. Converts who have seen the power of the Spirit and expect to know it in their lives and service. He rejected the popular reasoning, it is legitimate to use any means that will bring souls to Christ. He very definitely considered it was not legitimate to do so. When Joseph of Arimathea put a grave into his garden, in which he who went to the cross was to be buried, he very soon had a resurrection there. When the old man is buried in the grave of our hearts, we will also share the resurrection life and fruitful activity of our risen Lord. You may be fruitful wherever you are. All of us can be fruitful. Do not grieve the Spirit, and the first thing he will do will be to fill your heart with love, joy, and peace. And when the inner condition is right, then the outer condition will be right. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye are the means of converting souls? No, but that ye bear much fruit. Leave the birth of the souls to the Father, and if you are fruitful, he will do it through you. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. 1 Corinthians 2:5.